The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a net thrown into the sea, which collects fish of every kind. When it is full, they haul it ashore and sit down to put what is good into buckets. What is bad, they throw away. Thus it will be at the end of the age. The angels will go out and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth." "Do you understand all these things?" They answered, "Yes." And he replied, "Then every scribe who has been instructed in the kingdom of heaven is like the head of a household who brings from his storeroom both the new and the old." When Jesus finished these parables, he went away from there. The Gospel of the Lord.
I really am delighted that you're all here today, and I know that some are still coming. Maybe you've had a long day of traveling and come a bit fatigued and tired from that travel. The Holy Father, in a wonderful homily to priests recently, suggested that when we become fatigued and tired, that we not try to handle it ourselves, but that we enter into the Lord's rest. And so I invite you in these days to allow the Lord to give you the rest you need in these days, and even at this moment, in fatigue, of being tired of traveling. Give it to the Lord as you're here today. We have in these beautiful readings that the church provides in this ordinary season a real beautiful summary of all that is part of our Jewish Christian heritage that describes who God is for us. God is not that deity in the heavens that has control of everything that we ask a favor for once in a while. Nor is he one who toys with us, plays tricks on us like the Greek gods of old. But literally we see that God pitches his tent with us, which is a foreshadowing of the imagery in John's prologue. God pitches his tent in our midst and dwells with us. It is reminiscent of what Pope Benedict said in Deo Caritas Est, that God is not an idea, a lofty thought, a philosophy, but rather it is about an encounter, a God who meets us, who lives with us. But it doesn't stop there, because we also see that the people recognize and are familiar with this God, not just as one who dwells with them, but who journeys with them along their pathway. And in fact, they don't take the next step in life unless they see God ready to move. They go in the direction that God sets forth, the trajectory that God defines. Again, a foreshadowing of Jesus. For he was one who said to those disciples, "Come, follow me." He sets the direction, the pathway for us. It is a reminder that each one of us have our own journey, and yet, side by side with us walks Jesus. He is that companion who's with us. St. John Paul II had a wonderful image in Novo Millennio Annuente, his pastoral letter on the occasion of the close of the Holy Year. He noted that every so often he would look out from his window, from his apartment, down in the square of St. Peter's and see the pilgrims lining up, sometimes for hours, to get in through the holy door. And he said he could imagine that each one of them had their own story, their own journey, their own pathway, their own story to tell about how Jesus walked with them as a companion. That is how we should view our lives, but also each other's lives. That kind of healthy respect, knowing that, yes, along that pathway we fail, we fall, and yet Jesus is there to pick us up. My hope would be that in these days, those kinds of stories that you have are valued, shared with one another, as a way to really be encouragement for one another, but also to deepen your faith that the Lord is your companion. It is not just about an encounter with the Lord, but rather walking the journey of your life, valuing the steps that you take. Yes, and even the mistakes, the failures, the sinfulness, for they have been moments of great grace, as they always are. It is the felix culpa that we celebrate in those moments, the happy fault where grace pours in greater than that sin. All of that is an invitation to a simple thing in these days ahead, to love the life that God has given you. That's the question the readings today pose for us. Can we love the life that God has given us because it is a pathway along which the Lord walks? The reading from the New Testament, the Gospel of Matthew today, helps put a fine point on that friendship of Jesus. Jesus isn't there just to accompany us, to pick us up when we fail, but rather to help us make decisions. He is not just companion. He says, "I call you friends." And his friendship is about sorting out the good and the bad. His grace is there to help us recognize what is good and what is bad. He's the one who cast out the net with us in our lives. And as we draw up the things that are there, gives us the grace to recognize what is worth saving and what should be thrown away. That's the kind of companionship and friendship he offers. So often, we want to take that on ourselves. There is an important aspect of our individual conscience, to be sure, that's important as we make decisions. But it is a conscience that's informed by our companionship, by our closeness to the Lord, to let him walk with us. And it is also an opportunity for us to appreciate the wisdom of the church, not just the new, but the old, realizing that a good steward, as we hear in the gospel, goes to that storeroom and takes the old and the new, combining them to make those firm decisions that are filled with integrity, that are filled with honesty. Today, the Lord reveals himself to us as one who pitches his tent in our midst, who's a companion with us along the journey, but also who is a friend with us, helping us recognize the good from the bad, giving us the courage to call upon the ancient wisdom of the church, but also the teachings of the church that are articulated today, especially through the Holy Father, Pope Francis, who preaches a gospel of mercy. It is a gospel of mercy that we need to share with one another, especially those who find no hope in their lives, who fail and fall into despair, but also a mercy that we should be willing to give to one another. Here in this Eucharist, whenever we celebrate the Eucharist, we encounter this Lord who pitches his tent with us. That is central to our belief as Catholics, that in the Eucharist we encounter the risen Lord who comes to us, inviting us to be his disciples, to see the journey of our life is something that he sets out on with us. And he's with us with his grace to make those decisions. Some years ago, Archbishop Joe Ryan, who was a military archbishop for a number of years and then the Archbishop of Anchorage, Alaska, told the story of when he was a chaplain in the Marines during the Second World War. He was with the platoon that was on an island where there was a lot of shelling as they were going into battle, as the American troops were fighting back the Japanese after Pearl Harbor. And many of the young men in his platoon and his group were Catholic. One young boy, Jimmy, always helped serve Mass for him and took great delight in being a part of that Eucharist, that Mass, on a daily basis when it was possible. One day, they found themselves on that island, on the shore, being bombarded heavily. And next day, they knew they had to have to go into battle. And so early in the morning, he celebrated the Eucharist for them. And then later on, he was called to the front line where some of them were wounded. And he came upon a soldier who was face down. And he turned him over, and there he was, young Jimmy, who had a great love for the Eucharist. He had a gaping wound in his stomach. He said to him, "Father Ryan, is it bad? Am I going to make it?" Father Ryan said, "Jimmy, I don't know. It's pretty bad. I think you should prepare yourself for death." And Jimmy said something that Father Ryan said he'll never forget. "Isn't it something?" he said to Father. "Just this morning, I received Jesus in the Eucharist, and now I'm going to see him." That is so central to our Catholic faith and has to be at the heart of what we do here in encouraging one another, that we do it not on our own strength, but knowing that the Lord Jesus is present in your gathering, present in your lives, inviting you once again to be companions with him along that journey, but also inviting you to be his friend, a friend who graces you with wisdom to take the right path. My prayer for you in these days is that you really will have an encounter with this Lord Jesus filled with mercy for your lives, that you will come to love more deeply the life that God has given you, simply because it is the dwelling place where Jesus comes to reveal himself, to walk with you, and to make you friends.